We've got some movements in the AFC South on a Friday on Mad Radio. The Indianapolis Colts, who have been very quiet so far in the offseason, it is now day number 11 in free agency. They have signed former Pro Bowler, defensive end, pass rusher, Justin Houston. Seth, is this moving the needle for you, this move by Indianapolis?
It moves the needle because it makes the Colts better. The Colts are an interesting defense because they have a lot of youth and they have a lot of speed. They don't necessarily have a physicality about them. And Justin Houston isn't what he used to be, but I think he can bring kind of a more consistent presence when he's healthy. That's the biggest problem with Justin Houston is he's missed like 20 games over the last few years. So I expect them to use him as a situational guy. I don't think he's necessarily going to get 60, 70 snaps a game. And yeah, it concerns me. Now, the Texans have already had their hands full with the Colts pass rush.
Yes.
This is not a mystery to anybody. I guess it's just there's more people that come to the party now.
This is a nice move by Indianapolis, yeah. And if I were in Indianapolis, I'd say, hey, it's a good move. You gave him 2 years, $24 million. And I do think that sometimes, Seth, when you sign a pass rusher who's aging, that usually they're going to have another year or two left if they get a fresh start. There are certain guys. Julius Peppers is one that comes to mind.
Right.
Now, Houston, I don't think is on that level, obviously, with his legacy and history.
This is going to get confusing. We're going to say Justin Houston every time you say Houston.
Good point. Justin
Houston.
That,
even though you were talking about Justin Houston, when you just said Houston, I in my brain, I went to the Houston Texans.
That's actually a great point because I was reading this story about Justin Houston signing the contract, and I was looking at this, and one of the lines they had was, the Colts have landed their best pass rush threat since Robert Mathis had 19.5 sacks in 2013 in Houston. And I'm thinking, what do you mean in Houston?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
It gets confusing real fast.
Hold on. I've watched every Texans-Colts game in the last 10 years, and I know Robert Mathis didn't have 19.5 sacks in any one of them.
So wait, how did they phrase that?
They wrote, the Colts landed their best pass rush threat since Robert Mathis had 19.5 sacks in 2013 in Houston.
That's a horribly... Who's this writer here?
I think it's like an AP story.
This is what's going on. This is what, you know what? That was written by a computer. There's no way a human being wrote that. Either that or this is what happens because newspapers have to get rid of editors. That guy was just allowed to write that nonsense. It doesn't make any sense at all. In Houston should be at the beginning of that sentence.
It should be.
In Houston, they have the first pass rush for that. All right.
Okay.
So Justin Houston goes to the Indianapolis Colts. I guess this would be different if I wasn't already concerned about the Colts. I'm concerned about the Colts. I'm concerned about what they did to the Texans in the playoffs. I'm concerned about what they did to them in the second regular season game. This is more fuel to the fire that the Colts are ahead of the Texans. And this free agency period, I guess it's fair to say, now the two teams who have done the least with having the most cap room, now the Colts have moved ahead of the Texans, and at least they made one substantial improvement to their team.
Okay, that's interesting. So the Colts have moved ahead of the Texans in free agency because they added, Justin Houston.
Yeah.
They added Devin Funchess, the receiver from Carolina.
Which I know that doesn't move my needle.
They re-signed Pierre Desir.
Yeah.
That was a nice move. And they haven't really done all that much else. But this move in and of itself, because he's a pass rusher.
He's just a good football player.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm missing here. And people are acting like because the Chiefs decided to get rid of Dee Ford and Justin Houston, then neither of them must be that good or something. Justin Houston's still a very good football player. He's injury prone. He hasn't been the same guy. He hasn't been worth the contract he had. He hasn't been as good as he was back in, maybe 2015 was probably, off the top of my head, his last really good year.
Yeah.
But he's still a very viable edge pass rusher, and he can play with some physicality. I was watching the Chiefs versus the Colts in their divisional game. And the one thing that stuck out to me that I had kind of forgotten about when I watched the Colts defense, because I was watching Justin Houston with the Chiefs defense and I wanted to see how the Colts defense might look differently, was just how unprepared those guys were to play. Do you remember how Indianapolis came out in that game?
Indy's defense
versus the Chiefs? Just Indianapolis in total. They just were not ready for any kind of physical play.
That's right.
It wasn't even that cold. It was like 20 degrees out.
I actually felt like their offense was much less ready to play than I expected.
Yeah.
Because that's the one unit that can take advantage of Kansas City's defense.
You felt that the Colts offense was less prepared, yeah.
I did, yes. I mean, their offensive line was not as good. They couldn't really do anything down the field. They couldn't convert a third down forever. And then obviously Vinatieri screws them a couple times by missing kicks. But, I mean, they could not convert a third down for the they were, for whatever reason, and sometimes this happens when a team goes on a run at the end of a season, that I guess they pour so much into it that they kind of they have nothing left for whatever reason. I wouldn't have expected it from Indianapolis going into that game.
Especially the way they looked the week before.
Exactly. But for some reason, they played like the gas tank was on empty that Saturday.
They looked like they were not ready for contact. Was it that cold? It was like 25, wasn't it?
It wasn't that cold.
That was the game that was supposed to be ridiculously cold, right? Wasn't that the one that it was the early predictions were that it was going to be 5 degrees? Larry King said they should postpone the game. Larry King, member of the Greatest Generation, shamed the Greatest Generation by suggesting they move the game to when it was going to be warmer. But I watched that game because I wanted to watch the Colts defense and see, all right, how much of a difference will Justin Houston make? That was the first thing that stuck out to me, was just the physicality and the preparedness of the team. You need to have some veteran out there. But then the defensive line for the Colts, They lacked a physicality, partly just because they've got a weird defensive front. They've got like these long, lanky guys. Their two defensive tackles are like 265 and 275 pounds. And part of that's because of injury. Part of it, I think, is by design. And Justin Houston isn't a big, bulky guy, but I think he is a physical player. And more so than he used to be, because he doesn't have the speed he used to have. But he can bull rush a dude. And likewise, when I watched the Chiefs defense in that divisional playoff games, there was a big drop off when Justin Houston was out of the game. You know, Dee Ford was out there doing his thing. But when Justin Houston's backup came in, it was a pretty stark drop off. So I feel concerned about the Colts and what this means for them. But I'm also wondering what the hell's going to happen with the Chiefs this year. I know they're changing their scheme on defense, and they didn't have a good defense to begin with. But I'm watching that Chiefs game, and Dee Ford and Justin Houston are two of the only guys that are really doing anything at all.
Well, what's interesting about Kansas City is watching them in the playoffs, and there were a bunch of times when Justin Houston would make a big play, when Dee Ford would make a big play.
Yeah.
It's not as though they were getting all sorts of big plays from the secondary. Now they ship these two guys out, Justin Houston, Dee Ford to San Francisco, and they're relying on Tyrann Mathieu, I guess, to be a big-time player. And I like Tyrann Mathieu, but I think they're expecting too much.
It's really, really hard for safeties to make plays if they're not on a good defense.
It
just that a really good safety can do a lot for you. And frankly, by the way, we don't know that. I mean, Tyrann Mathieu's not a really good safety. He's a solid enough safety.
I mean, he hasn't been since 2015.
Right.
I want to go back real quick here, Mad Radio on a Friday, to the move that the Colts made signing Justin Houston, the former pass rusher from the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, Seth, you made the point that the Colts have now done more in the offseason than the Texans. I've been thinking about it over the last couple of minutes as we've been talking. You're right. They've done a little bit more because there's not one move the Texans have made that I can point to and say, yes, this is a major significance upgrade. I like the moves they made. I think they make sense. Bradley Roby, Deshaun Gibson, Darren Fells, A.J. McCarron. I think they all make sense. But there's not one move I can point to and say, yes, this one move right now, definitively, in late March, is going to be an upgrade. Now, I agree with you. The Colts have done more in free agency than the Texans
have. Now, don't get me wrong. These two teams had some of the most cap space in the league. So this is like a couple of billionaires sitting at the table and putting up, you know, $20 ante or something. This isn't a big deal. It's a very slow, like one guy's got $40 to gamble and one guy's got $20 to gamble, and they're keeping the rest stashed up behind them in a big pile. It's not like the Colts have jumped out to a blistering lead in the offseason improvements.
They've done more. It's not way more. It seems like we're all basically like C. Montgomery Burns, just saving our money. Is that a
Who's
fair?
C. Montgomery? Oh.
The guy in The Simpsons? That guy?
Oh. Mr. Burns, that's his name. Oh, yeah.
It is Sorry, C. Montgomery no,
that's
a, Burns,
yeah, that's
right?
A good, that's a good reference. I always just think of it as Mr. Burns. Yeah.
I probably just said
no,
it in
job,
a weird
buddy.
Way.
Good job.
Okay, I went back, though.
But he's not, I don't think he's stingy necessarily.
No?
He spends his money. He's got a huge mansion and everything. I mean, he's stingy with his employees. He's not going to be spending frivolously on his employees. But I don't think he's not like a miser.
Okay.
He, He's got a big house. He's got Smithers. He's got attack dogs. He's got all those things.
I did a Google search, and they say Charles Montgomery Burns is the owner of the power plant, and that's Homer's boss. Above all, he is stingy and cruel.
Stingy.
This is per famousbrick.com.
Okay.
Yeah. I went back, and I went through all three of the Texans-Colts games.
The power plant is kind of in a state of disrepair all the time, isn't it?
Which is not the kind of state that you want a power plant to be.
Right. So he spends on himself, but on nobody else or his business. Okay.
Yes. I'll tell you why I actually feel slightly better. You know, sometimes you're so bad that it actually makes you feel better because you think it cannot get worse. And that's how I feel about the Texans protecting Deshaun Watson against Indianapolis. If you look at those three games, the Texans allowed 11 quarterback hits, 8 quarterback hits, 8 quarterback hits in the three games against Indianapolis. Combined, in the three games, 2 regular season, 1 playoff, they gave up 15 sacks and 27 quarterback hits. So in a weird way, I'm not as nervous about Justin Houston because the offensive line was ineffective enough that I wonder, how much worse can it actually get?
So your basic theory is, hey, I've already got an STD, why wear a condom? I'm not going to worry about it.
Kind of, yes.
Except, at some point, it's already bad. So how much worse could it be?
Yes.
Like, so if you have a leaky roof, you're not worried about Harvey level rains coming in. This is like one step towards Harvey level rain. If you already had a big issue with your pass protection versus the Colts,
yes.
This doesn't help, Mike.
It does not help,
and it makes it worse. Like a bad problem can get worse, you know. Just because it's bad already doesn't mean it can't possibly get worse.
But it's more kind of like this. There's probably a better analogy, but the Rockets played the postseason last year basically without Luke Bamute, at least the effective version of Bamute. So moving forward, when we start the playoffs in a month, you're not going to be able to say, well, they've got to replace the contributions of Bamute in the playoffs because he did nothing in the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
So in this way, if this is making any sense early on a Friday morning, Justin Houston, I think, can provide a nice season or two to Indianapolis, but the Texans already had so many issues protecting Deshaun Watson that it's not like our baseline is, well, the Texans did great against the Colts, and they still lost two of those games.
I feel like you're on the take. I feel like I feel like somebody's giving you money to try to make this seem like a better situation than
it is, not at all.
Or minimize this situation.
Like
I was trying not to be upset about it, but now hearing you talk about how somehow it's not that big a deal because they already had issues protecting the quarterback.
So, because
theoretically, hey, okay, one thing you'd like to do is to not get beat by the Colts twice in a year. Maybe one thing you could do then is by drafting offensive linemen, signing one of these guys that's still out there, some kind of an offensive tackle, that you might improve that situation. Now it's really unlikely. Mike, I went back and I watched the San Francisco game where Justin Houston was rushing against that first-round right tackle from San Francisco. Justin Houston gave that young man an education.
McGlinchey.
Yeah, McGlinchey. McGlinchey.
Yes.
That guy looked like a clown out there, a clown on roller skates.
And people like him.
Right, yeah, and he'll probably end up being good. But Justin Houston can still do that to a young rookie offensive tackle. So likewise, the Texans draft some kid that's got upside at offensive tackle. Now he's got one extra thing to worry about at least twice a year against Justin Houston.